afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about. So what are we going to be musing about today?
We travel the world with our music today, and our thought for the day will be about quality of life. Let's start with some music.
Ce temps-là, accrocher des lilas jusque sous nos fenêtres et si l'humble garni qui nous servait de nid ne payait pas de mine. C'est là qu'on s'est connu, moi qui criais famine et toi qui posais nu à la bohème. La bohème, ça voulait dire on est heureux. La bohème, nous ne mangeons qu'un jour sur deux. Dans les cafés voisins, nous étions quelques-uns qui attendions la gloire. Et bien que miséreux, avec le ventre creux, nous cessions d'y croire. Et quand quelques bistrots, contre un bon repas chaud, nous prenaient une toile, on récitait des vers, groupés autour du poêle, en oubliant l'hiver. La bohème, la bohème, ça voulait dire, tu es jolie. La bohème, la bohème, et nous avions tous du génie. Parfois il m'arrivait, devant mon chevalet, de passer des nuits blanches, retouchant le dessin de la ligne d'un sein, du galbe d'une hanche. Et ce n'est qu'au matin qu'on s'asseyait enfin devant un café crème, épuisé, mais ravi, fallait-il que l'on s'aime et qu'on aime la vie. La bohème, la bohème, ça voulait dire, on a 20 ans. La bohème, la bohème, au hasard des jours, je m'en vais faire un tour à mon ancienne adresse. Je ne reconnais plus ni les murs, ni les rues qui ont vu ma jeunesse en haut d'un escalier. Je cherche l'atelier dont plus rien ne subsiste. Dans son nouveau décor, mon marbre semble triste et les lilas sont morts. La bohème, la bohème, on était jeunes, on était fous. La bohème, ça ne veut plus rien dire du tout.
Thank you.
Quality of life is an idea we all relate to and seek. But many go about it in ways that actually diminish or even destroy the very happiness they seek. How would you explain the difference between happiness and joy? Would it be fair to say that joy is a more intense form of happiness? Or maybe another way to put it is joy refers to a more completely satisfying experience. All of these words, happiness, joy, intensity, and even satisfaction, have one thing in common. They are all qualitative measures as opposed to quantitative. So which type of experience is better, the qualitative or the quantitative? Pretty obvious. Quality always trumps quantity, right? Well, it's not quite that simple. You see, each has its place. The secret is to know how these two opposites relate and how to make them work together for you in every aspect of your life. We would all like to spend our days doing interesting things all the time, but the fact is that much of what we have to do is mundane and repetitive. It could be said that anyone can do interesting work, but it takes a special attitude to do boring work and do it well. The important thing, though, is to have to remember one very simple rule, and it's this. Always let quality dictate the terms. Let us say you need to complete a task quickly. If you decide that you are therefore going to work very fast, then you are making a quantitative choice. You have decided to put speed ahead of everything else because this appears to be the most logical approach. The problem is, though, that when you do this, you are very much more likely to make mistakes, which will slow you down. So that you may even find yourself having to repeat the task. If, on the other hand, you decide to put quality first, then this would completely change your approach. Perhaps you would start by thinking things through. A good bit of planning always helps, and even simple tasks benefit in this regard. Once you have formulated a strategy, then yes, you can apply speed where needed. But because you put quality first, you would also recognize that going slow at certain points may make the job faster in the end. A Formula One driver never drives flat out all the time for obvious reasons. And sometimes going slow is actually the fastest way forward. Think of learning how to play a musical instrument, for instance. If you put quality first, you will be able to achieve quantity. But if you put quantity first, you will never achieve quality. Think about your relationships. Some people you see every day, and yet you never form a deep friendship with them. Others you may only see occasionally or rarely, and yet you always feel very close to them. So what makes us happy is actually more to do with quality than quantity. Unfortunately, we live in a quantitative world. The pressure to perform seems constant, and when we need to be somewhere, everything seems to get in our way. But quality takes time. It consumes resources, and if we seek to improve our quality of life, then we need to put quality first in everything we do. And this means time and effort. The quality first approach is always the difficult one, but is also the most satisfying one. In the final analysis, you and only you can make the choice. Are you going to allow yourself to be driven by quantity, to be constantly under stress, and to see time as your enemy? Or are you going to set the standard where quality rules, where you value every moment, where effort is simply the price to pay for success. Because the quality-first approach is not the easy one, you are going to have to be assertive. You will need to be proactive rather than reactive. You will need to fire up your imagination and take the lead in every situation. You may have to say no at times. You may even have to go backwards in order to find the way forward. But in the end, those in the know will thank you for it. Those in power will admire you, and your value to everyone will increase exponentially, because really, what we're all seeking is better quality in everything. The most important thing that happens will be that you will become the master of circumstance rather than its victim. You will no longer be used by others. You will bring the power of right thinking to bear into every situation, and so you will revel in problem solving. You will know how to transform the mundane into the exciting, and you will find joy where others experience only misery. Happiness will no longer be a fleeting moment for you, becoming instead a permanent state of being. In short, you will become the master of your own fate.
It's goodbye from Noel.
And it's goodbye from Mimi.
You've been listening to Musings. Join us every Wednesday at 4:25 p.m. on 104.6 FM or anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/musings.